Welcome to Sermons from Holy Trinity. Holy Trinity Lutheran Church is committed to the preaching of Jesus Christ crucified and risen for the justification of the sinner by grace through faith for Jesus' sake. And now a sermon from Pastor William Swirla of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church.
In the name of Jesus, here again the words from the evangelist St. Luke, but these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. Okay, let's practice. Alleluia, Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We've got 7 weeks to get it right, so. It is unbelievable, though, wouldn't you say? We know, medically speaking, that dead men don't rise. They knew back then, 2,000 years ago, that dead men don't rise. This isn't some recent revelation of modern medical science. It's a universal truth. Dead men do not rise. That's why the apostles did not believe the women at first. It seemed to them an idle tale. That's why Peter had to go running and see for himself. And that's why the women were going to the tomb in the first place that morning. They were going to finish a burial, not to meet a risen Jesus. They knew that dead men do not rise from the dead. They were bringing spices to finish a hasty burial from a Friday afternoon on a very dead Jesus. They came to the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. They saw that the large stone had been rolled away and that the tomb was open. They went inside to take a look, and they did not see the body of Jesus. I don't know what they were thinking at that moment, but I assure you that their first thoughts that Sunday morning were not, "He is risen, alleluia." They were perplexed, they were confused, they were frightened. Their minds and hearts were racing. I'm sure they thought foul play, grave robbers, a cruel hoax, the soldiers, or maybe we have the wrong tomb. Anything but Christ is risen, alleluia. They should have known. They should have believed it. Jesus had told them repeatedly that he would be crucified and on the third day rise again. At least 3 times recorded in the scriptures, he told them these things. But they didn't believe him, and they didn't remember his words because these words are so unbelievable. Dead men don't rise, ordinarily speaking. And yet they should have believed him. Jesus had raised the widow's son from the dead. He'd raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. He raised Lazarus from the dead. But still, they did not believe him in spite of his words, in spite of his works, in spite of all that Jesus had taught and shown them over the 3 years that they were with him. And yet, who can really blame them, huh? We all know dead men do not rise. It takes a couple of bright angels to make the connection. Why do you seek the living among the dead? That's a great question. That's one we ought to ask ourselves, too. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why are you going to a tomb with burial spices? Why are you walking around with such long, sad faces? Why do you look as though you are going to a funeral? Don't you remember what he said to you? Don't you believe what he said to you while he was yet in Galilee? Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Why do we look for the living among the dead? Why do we dwell on death instead of life? Why do we expend all of our energy and our money ducking death instead of embracing life? Why do we act as though our departed loved ones who have died in the faith are gone forever? Why do we look at death as though it were the worst thing that could possibly happen to us? It isn't. Why do we live as though all there is to this life is this life? Why do we seek life in dead works, in dead religions, in dead ideas, in dead philosophies? Why do we seek the living among the dead? It's simple, because like the women who went to the tomb that first Easter morning, we know that dead men do not rise, and we do not easily believe these words. Dead men don't rise except for one, this one. This man named Jesus, he's the great exception to the rule that dead men don't rise, and he's the only exception. There is no other religious leader who has pulled this off, much less predicted it 3 times in advance. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified on the third day rise. He called the shot. 3 times he called the shot, and then he pulled it off. He rose from the dead. The grave is empty. His body is risen. So what does this mean for us today, here, Easter Sunday in the year 2010? It means the dead live in Christ. As in Adam all die, so also in Christ will all be made alive. Jesus is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, who have died. He is the first to rise from the dead with the promise of more to come, a whole humanity to come. Jesus is the new Adam. He's the new head of humanity. And as with the head, so also with the body, each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, and then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. As Adam brought all of humanity into sin and death, so Christ brings humanity into justification and life. As in Adam all die, so in Christ will all be made alive. This is the Christian hope. Not that Jesus will fix all of our problems or exempt us from the sufferings of this life or put a Band-Aid on every hurt that comes along. St. Paul is clear on this. If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. And what a pitiful lot we would be if all that Jesus was for us was some kind of heavenly invisible friend who bails us out of trouble every time we mess up, whom we can talk to and who will make us feel better, who will advise us on the best decisions to make in our life. But if Christ is not raised, it's all for nothing, meaningless. The empty open tomb of Jesus gives us much more to hope. Christ is risen, and in him the dead will rise. You will rise. Our last and greatest enemy, death itself, lies conquered, vanquished under the cross-bruised heel of Jesus. The old icons of the resurrection, ancient art, always show Christ standing on the grave, pulling up Adam and Eve from their tombs. That's what's on the cover of the bulletin. The reign of death and grave is ended. The reign of Christ has begun. When the women and Peter stepped into that open, empty tomb, they were eyewitnesses of the new creation breaking into the old. The old has gone, the new has come. The darkness of death is ended, the sun has risen, and the morning sky is bright with resurrection. How fitting it is that the Son of God should have risen not on the 7th day, but on the 8th. How fitting it is that we gather to worship that event, not on the 7th day, the Sabbath of the Old Testament, but on the 8th day, the first day of a new creation. Incidentally, that's why baptismal fonts have 8 sides, too. For the 8th day, the first day of a new creation, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. When the women set foot in that open, empty tomb of Jesus, they set foot into a new creation, and they, with their own eyes, caught a glimpse of what was to come, resurrection from the dead to life. We all will surely die, and we all will surely be buried, unless, of course, Jesus appears first. But the word from the tomb is that death has lost its sting. The grave has lost its grip. Christ has conquered, he is risen, and because he is risen, the dead will rise. Do you fear death? Then fear it no longer. Christ has triumphed over your greatest enemy. Shake your fist at it, sass it. Do you dread the grave? Then dread it no longer. Christ has made the grave a place of Sabbath rest. Rest in peace. And by the way, it's just temporary dig, so don't invest a lot of money in it either. You're only there for a while. Do you grieve the death of someone you love? Then grieve in hope and grieve in trust in Christ and look forward to reunion and resurrection. Christ is risen, and in him the dead will rise. Are you suffering and despairing in this life? Then hear and believe this, that Jesus Christ has died and risen from the dead. His suffering and death are vindicated, as will be your suffering and your death in him. The resurrection of Jesus clinches it once for all. He speaks the truth. His words are truth. He is the truth. He is the way to eternal life with God. He is the life that gives life to all. Death cannot hold him. The grave cannot contain him. His claim to be the Son of God and the Christ stand firm. His word of forgiveness is sure. His promise of eternal life is certain, even as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. Why seek the living among the dead? Christ is risen. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Christ is risen. Sin is forgiven and washed away forever. Christ is risen. The devil is crushed under the cross. Christ is risen. A new creation has dawned. The old is gone. The new has already come. Christ is risen. Adam is lifted up from the dust. Christ is risen. His word is sure. Christ is risen, and in him, though you die, yet will you live. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Sermons from Holy Trinity. Services at Holy Trinity are Sundays at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Holy Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 15710 Newton Street in Hacienda Heights, California, and on the web at www.htlcms.org.